Did you ever imagine you might turn a collection into your own museum? This man has museums within museums. In fact, you might call him a collector of museums. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
Over 15 years ago, Tom Beck opened the world's largest toy museum. However, he admits he has the same challenges almost every collector has.
The first thing they run out of is space and money.
Tom and his wife picked up most of the toys one at a time after they retired, but he also had a knack for buying small museums and bringing them here, creating museums within a museum, if you will.
We have the National BB Gun Museum, and we have them clear back to about 1850, including some of the very first BB guns that were ever made.
Alongside the BB guns, you'll find Western heroes have their own museum.
Also have the Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Hopalong Cassidy, Tom Mix, John Wayne, all the artifacts, especially that Roy Rogers and Dale Evans grew up with.
One of Tom's favorite collections involves a game we all know well.
We have the World of Checkers Museum I picked up in Dubuque, Iowa. We have a checker collection that back to about the late 1700s.
And alongside the checkers, you'll find yet another museum within a museum.
The Sternsey Bear Museum is an amazing museum on its own. The bears are handmade, some of them taking 40, 50 hours to complete.
And Tom is always thinking of more things to add.
In the lower level, we're getting ready to add a wonderful train collection that the hobbyists and the members of the club are putting together. It's a running train with sound and smoke and bells and whistles.
It is truly an interesting showcase of just about every toy one can imagine. Traveling the countryside in Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.